Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You're at the right place for the most practical, realistic, current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. And yes, we do have a little fun along the way, and we're definitely planning on doing that this week. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host, Joe Truini. We do have a lot of things to share with you. Matter of fact, during this hour, we have a few plumbing issues, a real unique drain issue that we're going to help a homeowner out. Also, we got a great tip from a homeowner that's explaining something that's worked very well for them to utilize that valuable space under the kitchen sink. And Joe, what about that simple solution coming up?
All right, Danny, well, this is the time of year people are putting up holiday decorations on the outside of their house, and I've got a quick tip on how to install those fixtures without harming the house. You don't want to just be pounding in nails and driving in screws, so I've got a quick tip that can prevent that from happening.
Yeah, one of the things I'm doing as soon as we finish the show is starting to migrate all of the Christmas boxes into the house. Now, that means 31 boxes.
Wow.
Which
from
will give
where?
Me from my toy barn. And that'll give me lots of room in the toy barn. But,
for about a month and a half.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just crazy. I think we're going to try to do a little purging because there's no reason anybody should have that many Christmas decorations.
But yeah, good luck with that.
I know. You knew that was going to happen. Hey, we do have a lot to share with you. Emails and all kinds of different calls coming in. We want you to be a part of the show all the time. You can call us at 800-946-4420 or you can send us an email. We appreciate all those great emails we've gotten this week. Todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, I want to introduce somebody to you that is new to our team here. He's certainly not new to radio, and he is our new Today's Homeowner Radio producer, Glenn Johnson. Glenn, welcome to the team.
Thanks, guys. I'm excited. This is fun. Work next to you guys, soak in all this information. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, you might want to wait a few more months before you say how much fun it is to hang out with them. But we're thrilled to have you on board, and you've already improved the show just in a couple of weeks. So welcome aboard.
Yeah, I did want to say our previous producer, Mark Ingram, still with us here on the team, but has changed his focus a little bit more to our video production company, our content studio, Three Echoes. So he'll still be around here and there. But one of the things, Glenn, when I was talking with you during our interview process, which was a very pleasant experience, you're all of a sudden you started getting real passionate about home improvement. I understand your earlier days were spent in the aisles of Home Depot.
So what's interesting is I was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, mm-hmm. and that's where, you know, I fell in love with radio and started going to school to do radio and everything. But prior to that, I worked for Home Depot. So I got in and I started working for Home Depot, and I worked for Home Depot for, I want to say, 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. I went through their department head training. I mean, I worked.
Wow.
I got the job initially because electrical, I knew the electrical department. So I was the guy that was taking care of lighting and helping you find the, you know, the correct new receptacle and so on. And this was in St. Louis. And then lumber building materials, you know, you guys know that side of the Home Depot store extremely well. Mm-hmm. That's the one that most people avoid. If you work for Home Depot, like the employees are like, oh, I don't want to work down there because you think manual labor and everything, you know?
That's right.
Well, I ended up taking over lumber building materials because I realized, like, you know, that's a lot easier to take care of than thousands of different switches
and
outlets. So I ended up working, you know, running lumber building materials for a few years while going to school to do radio. So it's interesting because my passion has always lied on the home improvement side. Mm-hmm. So then you jump to current day, and the chance to jump into something like this and bring the two passions together, oh my God, my wife will tell you that's all I've been talking about. I'm excited. That was one of those chances that you don't get, you know, every day. So that's what I'm really excited about is the passion of home improvement and radio together.
And along with that, some of the things that Glenn and I have been talking about is, you know, the frustration a lot of people have in getting the right information. And that's one of the things he's going to be able to enhance quite a bit here is helping provide more backup information on our website, that a lot of things we will reference, and he's putting more and more information on there. So we have a lot of announcements right after the first of the year that we're going to share with you. But Glenn, now your experience in radio, especially your 5 years that you spent in Nashville, that's pretty impressive. Tell our listeners a little bit about that experience.
I worked with a lot of the syndicated country shows in Nashville in the radio period there. So I could tell you stories all day long about country music artists, from like Garth Brooks is a good example that I give a lot of times. So Garth Brooks had to be at our studio to do an interview. It was like 6:30 in the morning in Nashville, and like 6 o'clock, I hear somebody banging on the front door. Well, it's Garth, and he's by himself. Like, there's no publicist, no team, no nothing. This is the first time I'd met Garth when he came to do the interview, and he's like, "Oh, no, I'm early. I'm just going to sleep on your couch." I'm not kidding. Garth took a 10-minute nap on our couch out front, and there was other people walking by, and no big deal. That's Garth. Just ignore Garth. So you know, like, we had our experiences with all the different country artists, and I'll tell you, it's such a humble community when it comes to those guys. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the cool part about being in Nashville and working with all those guys and a lot of the radio, you know, side when it came to the country music industry, and still play a large part in that helping those guys up there. And uh-huh. You know, it's exciting because you want to talk home improvement in a music base that thrives around home improvement also.
Oh, yeah.
That's those guys.
Yeah.
That's the country music industry.
We might have to rope a few of those old contacts in and have them on, talk a little bit about.
We'll give Garth a couch. Have him on down here, you know?
Yeah, that's right. We have a couch here. That's no problem. So, well, again, Glenn, welcome aboard. We look forward to working with you and raising the bar on the show. We have, again, a lot of announcements first of the year that we're going to be sharing with you, and all of it is intended to get the information that you need to have the best looking house on the block. So get to work, Glenn. That's going to be great. So I did want to remind you about our newsletter, the Today's Homeowner newsletter. I have so many people that are signing up for it right now because it really is good information that comes to you every week. So you might want to go right now, todayshomeowner.com/newsletter to sign up. So Joe, what about during this time of the year, a lot of times people kind of put their home improvement projects on pause. Have you hit the pause button on projects around your house, or you still have a few things?
Yeah, well, I said I'm in the middle of a few projects, but of course, like most people, our schedules have changed. My wife teaches, so she's off. She has like, I think, 9 days off for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So we're catching up with family, and we're taking care of a lot of personal business that we just don't have time to do ordinarily. And, you know, this time of year, it gets dark around 4:30, so days are pretty short here in Connecticut, as they are in most places of the country, I guess. So we're trying to get out as much as we can. But, yeah, I'm always working on a project. I'm sure you are as well, besides moving, 32 boxes of Christmas stuff?
Yeah, besides that migration. I call it the Christmas migration.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, the Amazon trucks keep running right up to Christmas. You might have 34 boxes going back.
I know. I have to almost have a traffic light there in my driveway so that I don't get run over by the Amazon truck.
Well,
so.
A nice red and green will go with all the other decorations.
I know. Well, of course, I'm wrapped up with the wedding that's on the horizon.
That's right.
So my middle daughter getting married, and even though we'll have one function there at the house, you still want it to look good for the holidays. So, you know, a little bit of extra mulch, a little bit of trimming here and there. And, of course, the last-minute list that's inevitable that, mm-hmm. you know, you're relaxed, everything's good. All of a sudden, you have to do something like stuff 65 bags of stuff for guests and things like this. So it's there's a long list down at my house right now.
Well, I know there's one thing you're going to be concerned with is ice production. If you've listened to the show in the past, you know Danny's got a beautiful brand-new house and all brand-new appliances. He loves everything about it. And he has this beautiful refrigerator that produces, like, what, one cup of ice every three days?
That's about it. Yeah.
Is there an ice problem in the country?
We're divvying up the cubes, you know. Oh, you got six. No, I didn't. I just got five. And you know, you think brand new refrigerator, and I don't know. I've called them. I've checked everything, and apparently it's not important to others. So I do have.
I'll bring some ice down for you.
I have a backup. Of course, I think I showed you when you were last down my solution to that, where
that?
I have a refrigerator down in my shop, and the ice maker there, instead of the little bitty bucket,
right?
I have one big giant sanitized tote in there, and I can produce about 35 pounds of ice
Oh,
because,
great.
You know, then I can go out and I can take that and bring it back and use it in the house and so forth.
So the ice will be migrating along with all
yeah,
the
yeah,
decorations.
Yeah, I got my ice migration. I got, you know, so, you know, and then, of course, I have my little electric golf cart to go back and forth. And I don't want to go the same route. So people think maybe I've gotten into the juice a little bit because I'm steering this way, then I steer this way so that I'm not putting ruts in the yard. But
Danny with a Santa Claus hat and beard in his little golf cart. I've got to see a photograph of that.
No, and I need some LED lights on that thing. That's what I'll also do that. Wrap some Christmas lights around, plug it into the... That'll look really nice. Okay, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. A lot of information to share with you. I hope everything works well around your house on whatever project you're doing or whatever you're trying to accomplish. Just take it easy. Don't get too ambitious. That's where a lot of that holiday stress comes in. Take it easy with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call today's homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420.
Everyone always talks about magic during the holidays. Magic, as in objects miraculously appearing at your front door because you had them delivered through the Home Depot app. Magic, as in predicting the future, knowing what a product will be like just by reading our customer reviews. This may all feel like magic, but it isn't. It's just good old-fashioned cutting-edge technology. Make the holidays yours with a little help from the Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
We're so appreciative of all the great radio stations all over the country that air today's Homeowner Radio, including this really cool station. I've been to this one in Charlottesville, Virginia, WCHV AM 1260 and 107.5. FM. Special hello to General Manager Joe Thomas. Thank you so much for allowing us to be on the air there. We get a lot of great emails and calls from the Charlottesville area, and what a wonderful place to hang out. That is one nice town, and the university there is very impressive. There's a lot happening there, a lot of history there, and glad to be on board. We want to help you with any of your challenges that you may have with your home. All you have to do is send us an email with that question, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or pick up the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and call 800-946-4420. Right now, we're going to go to Chris that's on the line. Chris, tell us about this plumbing issue, and welcome to the show.
Hi. This isn't actually my bathtub, but it's an older home, and the... I imagine the previous owners left water in their tub, don't know for sure, but the drain doesn't have the crossbars inside it to use the tool that's made to remove that drain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's all corroded.
Okay, all right.
How will I get it out to replace it?
Yeah, boy, you have to be careful on that one because you don't want to scar up that tub in any way, and... You know, to get some, you know, to be able to get that type of leverage and tension on that to turn it, you know, the proper way. Joe, I think one of the first things I would consider doing on this is maybe some penetrating oil or something to, you know, put there because it's going to settle in around that. And hopefully that oil will, you know, penetrate down to the corrosion on the threaded fitting there.
Yep.
And then what would you suggest after that? You're going to have to, it's going to really take some creativity on this.
Yeah, there are a couple of ways to do it. First, Chris, I assume this is an older tub, so it's probably cast iron. And do you know if they're replacing the tub or they're like with a new tub or a shower stall, or are they trying to save the existing tub and just replace the drain?
Just replace the drain, and I believe it's fiberglass. It's a one-piece unit.
Oh, it's fiberglass. Okay, well, that's unusual.
I believe it's fiberglass, yeah.
Well, either way, it's a little unusual that it wouldn't have crossbars, or maybe they corroded away if it's a newer fiberglass or even old fiberglass. But in any case, yeah, the first thing I would do is, I agree with Danny, squirt some liquid wrench down in around the drain, and you'll have to wait 15 or 20 minutes and squirt it some more because you have to give it time. It's very thin. The viscosity of the liquid wrench is very thin, so it will work its way down. I assume these threads are probably rusted. And then there's a couple different ways. I mean, I've seen people use a cold chisel and a hammer and tap it and just break it loose, and then they can spin it out or heat it with a torch. But they do make, I'm not sure what it's called. It's a cross-threaded universal fitting, and it's made specifically for this. It's hard to describe it, but you can get it at a plumbing supply store. It's brass, and it's got threads. It's tapered and has threads that are kind of reversed. The way they're turned mm-hmm. is reversed. What you do is you put it in the drain, and you pound it in with a hammer. You hit it two or three times with a hammer, and what happens is those cross threads bite into the inside of the tub drain. Then you put a wrench on a pipe wrench, and you can back it out. So that's one way. Another way is if there are often two grooves on opposite side of the drain inside, you can cut a piece of metal. It usually has to be pretty thick, maybe eighth inch thick or thicker, that will just fit in there and let it stick out an inch or so. And then you can put a pair of pliers on it and wrench it out that way as well. So those are the two ways I would recommend. You can find that universal fitting. It has on top of it, there's a hex-shaped head that's about an inch and three quarters in diameter, so it gives you something really to bite onto. But those are the only ways I know how to get it out.
All right. Well, I will search for one of those.
Okay.
For starters.
And I tell you, using a blow dryer on there is probably not a bad idea with the, you know, heat, and just to heat it up just a little bit. That'll help that metal move a little bit and hopefully loosen up that corrosion that might have it bound together. But just take it slow and easy. You don't want to have to, end up putting it in a brand new tub.
Well, that's why I figured I'd ask someone else how to do it. I've replaced drains before.
Uh-huh.
But they always had those cross pieces.
Right.
And I was able to grip it with a tool and pull it out. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For anybody who's listening that wants to replace a tub drain that still has those cross bars in it, they do make a tub drain wrench designed that sits right over there. But sometimes they're plastic and they snap off, or in your case, maybe they just corroded and rotted away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, I surely appreciate your ideas, and I will test them out.
Okay. Well, glad to be able to help you on that, and I hope you have a great weekend. I'm sure that'll work out real well for you. Let's stay right on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. We invite you to give us a call anytime, 800-946-4420. Here's another call we received this week.
Hey, Danny, just wondering the safest way to remove mold off of roofing shingles.
Okay.
Most shingles that face the north side, you get that black mildew or mold that builds up over a course of years. Thank you.
Well, the safest way is not to stand on top of your roof and do it. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's always best if you can stay. Well, you know, there's several things that we've recommended. You've heard us talk about wet and forget is something that you can spray on it, but you have to be patient because it does take a little while on that. But I've also heard more recently people using, actually going back to regular old bleach, a quarter part bleach to three quarter part water, and then put just one tablespoon of TSP, trisodium phosphate, in it. If you take that and put it in a pump-up sprayer and keep it stirred up really well, and then safely get on the edge of the roof, hopefully you won't have to get on the roof to reach the areas, and then just saturate it, and that will kill all of the mold, and then the next rain and so forth will start washing it off. But Joe, I've actually seen people on roofs with pressure washers, and that kind of blows my mind seeing that. Not only is it extremely dangerous, it's not real good for your shingles either.
No, and there's no way to keep water from getting up under the shingles, even if you're spraying straight down. And you might be blasting, if it's an asphalt shingle roof, you might be blasting the asphalt granules right off the roof. If you're going to use the wet and forget, what's great about that is it has the attachment that you put the hose right on it. Mm-hmm. So from that, you'd be able to spray pretty far. In fact, I've never really noticed it, but I wonder if you can buy an attachment for your hose that you can put anything in it. You know what I mean? Like a reservoir.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had an empty one, you could use it. Because then you could do the idea you had with the bleach and the water with the detergent, and you just spray your roof. Because that would be, with a garden hose power behind it, would be able to probably reach a whole roof, no matter,
even from the
gutter line. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But we always want to caution you on those, you know, getting too ambitious and running up that ladder without it having the proper ladder, having it set up right. Boy, you hear every year about someone. And as I mentioned before on the show, I think I watched too many of those videos online, because I've seen so many people falling off ladders lately here.
Yeah.
You know how they have those fail army kind of videos,
right,
and all.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, that's a dangerous tool right there. So I'm not sure.
Yeah. Going up is easy. It's the coming down that people have trouble with.
Well, we have a lot of information to share with you and hope that you'll kind of engage with us. You know, one of the ways that we get a lot of information, a lot of inquiries, is through our Facebook page. So the Today's Homeowner Facebook page is available not only for you to send us messages, but every day we're posting all the time all kinds of great information that you can use around your house. We have a little fun there as well, and some of the behind the scenes of some of the fun stuff that we do out on the tapings of the Today's Homeowner television show. So a lot of different ways that we can share with you, different ways that you can improve your home. Also, coming up, we want to tell you about a special composite decking material. Even though we're headed into the winter and so forth, you still want to make sure that outdoor living area is in good shape when the weather does allow you to get out there. We'll tell you all about that. And also, we're going to tell you about a really cool giveaway, a countertop refinishing kit that's actually stone. And we're going to give away 7 of these. We'll tell you how you can qualify, all of that and a whole lot more coming up here on Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini. Hey, we're glad you're with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips. Danny and Joe will be right back. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Call Today's Homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, even with cold weather bearing down on us now, it's still a good time to build that deck you've always wanted. And the new Trex Enhanced Natural Square Edge Capped Composite Deck Board is a great alternative to a wood deck because it has the low maintenance features of composite with the beauty of real wood. But the authentic wood grain appearance on this material will be the same 25 years from now without any costly continual upkeep. Now, the protective outer shell resists fading and staining, so there's no sanding or painting in the years ahead, and it only requires just a little bit of cleaning with soap and water. Plus, it's available in grooved edge boards for those hidden deck fasteners, which look so nice when you can do an entire deck and not see any of those surface fasteners, or it has the square edge boards for the traditional installation. And the 25-year fade and stain warranties mean that you can look forward to very little maintenance on your deck and a lot more enjoyment. So for more information on this Trex Enhanced Naturals Composite Deck Board, log on to HomeDepot.com. Joe, they keep raising the bar on all of the composite materials, and this is the capped type deck board that I know that you're a big fan of.
Yeah, cap stock. It's and the big advantage is indeed that it looks like real wood. That has always been the challenge with standard composite decking. Is it has a wood grain to it, has a wood color to it, but it doesn't really look like wood much. Especially when you're just standing on it, looking straight down. But these cap stock, I mean, it'd be hard not to tell it was real wood, you know, without actually touching it. So this is the way to go. And you might be wondering, well, why are you talking about decking now? It's like December. Mm-hmm. Well, we often say plan these projects ahead.
That's right.
Because, you know, especially with lead times, what they are, and you want to do as much research as possible. So this is actually a pretty good time to be thinking of. If you're going to be updating your deck or building a new deck in the spring, this is a good time to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, we want to hear from you. You can send us an email anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Kathy did. And I read this one earlier, Joe, before we went on the air, and it says, "Hi, Mr. Lipford. Gutter brush sounds like a great idea. I have roof heaters, though, so Could I still use gutter brush, placing it on top of the wires in the gutters? Also, I just wanted to say, I love watching your show, your television show, on Sunday mornings. Have a great day. Well, Kathy, we appreciate that. But I thought this was very good because we talked about gutter brush and how you can drop the gutter brush pieces in your gutters and allows the water to go down through and the debris to wash over it. But with someone that has the wire heaters like that, I think you actually spoke to the guys at Gutter Brush about this recently.
Yeah, I did, because someone else had raised the same question. Mm-hmm. And what Kathy's referring to is she must live in a cold weather area where they put these electric wires. Sometimes you see them zigzagging across the edge of the roof, like right above the gutter. Or sometimes they're actually laid, if it's a tape, an electric tape, sometimes people lay them in the gutter. But either way, the idea is that it helps prevent melted snow from causing ice dams. Mm-hmm. So they figure, we'll put these on, it'll melt the snow and it won't get ice dams. And the guys at Gutter Brush said that they're 100% compatible. The Gutter Brush product is compatible with all kinds of heaters. And if the heat tape is in the gutter, you can lay the Gutter Brush right on top, just like you would install it normally. And if the wires are zigzagging back and forth over the gutters, meaning they're on the upper edge of the gutter and they go on the roof and they come back to the outer edge of the gutter, then you can slip the Gutter Brush underneath and it would just sit in the bottom of the gutter. So, and if you have any questions, depending on what kind of heaters you have on your roof, go to gutterbrush.com. And they have an 800 or toll-free number. It's not 800, I don't think, but they have a toll-free number. And there's always somebody there to talk to you, and the guys there are great. So I'd recommend giving them a call.
There you go. That's a great idea. You know, when you're thinking about ice dams, and of course, some areas of the country, you never have to worry about that. In others, it's a real part of life. But there's a number of pretty simple things that you can do to prevent ice dams from forming on your house. We've got some great articles at todayshomeowner.com that'll show you some of the things you can do before that ice starts forming along your eave. So you might want to check.
Can I tell you what I do?
Sure.
I think I've told you before, but I bought myself a roof rake, and I love my roof rake, and I just pull the snow off the roof. Because you only have to remove it really from the last, I try to go as high up on it as I can, but if you just get the last 4 feet of the lower edge of the roof, that's all you really need. Because remove the snow, then you're not going to have the melted water, which causes the ice dam. So eliminating the problem by just pulling off the snow. That's the quickest and easiest way.
And those things are pretty cool. They have the long aluminum extension handles, and they're very lightweight. And, I've used it a time or two on snow, but also, you know, we rake sand around here, so we can keep the sand looking good here and there.
Not off your roof, though.
No, not off the roof. No. Okay, hey, here's another email from Larry Barnes. Says, our fairly new home has gravel covering the entire space under the house, and the gravel is covered by black plastic. There are 6 pieces of wood that hold the plastic in place, but recently an inspector told me that the wood might attract termites. What are the chances? Well, Larry, depending on where you live in the country, there's a very good chance, because they love nice wood under a house like that. So I would strongly recommend getting rid of that. But Joe, what I've seen a lot of people, because, you don't usually get a lot of wind under your house, but if you do, it might roll that plastic back and so forth. I always have suggested just taking a bag of gravel that you can buy, at the home center, and just sprinkle it around the perimeter of that. And generally, that's enough weight that's going to stay there. It's not going to deteriorate. Certainly, you're not going to have, attracting termites and so forth. But I think Larry's thinking the right thing is to get rid of that wood and then just have a little bit of that gravel to hold it down.
Yeah, especially if he's not sure one way or the other, we'll just replace it. It's not doing anything really anyway. So even if it's pressure treated wood, who knows how long those pressure treated chemicals last, and the insects might eventually get into it anyway. So I'd say replace it with gravel or get some old bricks or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've even used sand from time to time, but it is very important to if you're on a house that has a little bit of crawl space underneath there and you have that raw dirt there, no matter where you live in the country, it's a big advantage and an inexpensive improvement to install a piece of 6 mil, which is the thickness of the plastic, right on the ground. You're not stapling underneath, you're putting it right on the ground and then weighting it, just so that you're preventing that groundwater and that moisture from migrating up into your home, which can cause all kinds of problems, raising the humidity in your home, possibly causing some mold and mildew issues under the home. So all of that can be solved very easily. Even though it's not a lot of fun to crawl under your house, you'll only have to do it once. And a good trick there is to cut the pieces of plastic in like 8 or 10 foot widths so that it's easy for you to pull them in between all of the piers that you may have underneath. Hey, coming up, I'm going to tell you how you might get a chance to win one of the 7 Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop refinishing kits that we'll be giving away right away. All of that and a whole lot more here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7 to 1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Gutter Brush is a simple gutter guard I've recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide 3-foot sections of gutter brush into your gutters and leave them there year-round to keep gutters flowing. Right now, they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping with code DANNY when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. Most homes are protected for just $200 to $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433 to get free shipping and 25% off with code DANNY.
Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I want to tell you about how we're partnering with our friends at Deitch Coatings for another great giveaway. If your countertops need just a little love, then this is perfect for you. Deitch is giving away 7 of their Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kits. Now, these kits allow you to transform your existing countertops into a durable, stain-resistant surface with the elegance of real stone. It works on laminate countertops, MDF, plywood, particle board, concrete, or tile. And the best part, it's so easy and can all be done in just 1 weekend. To find out a lot more more. And to be able to enter this contest, head over to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. But you need to do it right away because this weekend is your last chance to enter. Joe, on a recent Today's Homeowner television episode, Chelsea and the lady of the house refinished the countertops with spread stone. And I mean, as many times as we've used it, it's still pretty darn amazing that you're transforming that old, I think it was a 30-year-old laminate countertop in no time. And it's just amazing. You actually put some of the material on, and then after it dries, you lightly sand it, and it almost ignites the coloring in it and the kind of the shine of the rocks and so forth.
The actual stone that's in it.
Natural, right? Really a neat idea and everything. So I'm glad we were able to provide 7 of these to give away to everybody.
Yeah, and if they have trouble imagining what you're describing, they can just go to the website, go to todayshomeowner.com and see videos of that exact installation, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't take a lot of practice to put it on. It works really, really well. Hey, we want to remind you about the Today's Homeowner Hotline. That number is 800-946-4420. Let's listen to one of the calls we got. This is a pretty good one, and we encourage you, if you have an idea that has worked well for you, no matter what it is, any kind of tip, hey, pick up the phone and share it with us. That's what Tom did recently.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Joe. Love your show. Got a simple tip you might be interested in. Works for me. You ever been frustrated about items under your kitchen sink that you can't seem to get a hold of because they're in the back of the sink area? Instead of going ahead and investing in expensive drawerware, you might want to try this. What I did was just go to the grocery store, go to the beverage aisle, whether you've got sports drinks or soda pop, things like that. And they have these cardboard sleeves, I call them, and they fit exactly about the exact size of what you have underneath your sink. Grab a couple of those, slide them underneath your kitchen sink area, and put whatever items you have to have stored underneath there. And then when you need them, all you have to do is slide them out and grab what you want. Another advantage is if you happen to have a small leak or something, the cardboard will swell up and you'll know right away if you've got a problem there. Okay, that's it. Again, love your show. You guys have a great day. God bless.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I know exactly what he's talking about, and to be able to have that access. And I'll tell you what, putting some of the little drawer assemblies under a kitchen sink, sometimes that can be a real challenge depending on how well the plumber did with that P-trap and the other, water lines and so forth. But that's a great simple way of doing it. And if it wears out after a little while, you throw it away and pick up another one from the grocery store.
And it's a leak detection device as well, apparently. When it swells up, then you fix the leak and you get a new cardboard carton for that. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
If you're listening, send us a photograph. Maybe we'll share it with our visitors on the website.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Another email here from Curtis in Georgia. My bathtub faucet's been leaking for quite some time. I turned off the main water supply, but it still leaks. How can I stop the leak, or is it time to call in a professional? Now, if we're talking about the bathtub faucet, of course, they're talking about the main water supply. If that main water supply, if you turn it off, then nothing should be leaking in the home once a little bit of time for that water to run out. If it's a two-story house and you're on the downstairs, the first floor, it's going to take quite a while for that water to run from the upstairs all the way down and out. But if it's leaking, if it still leaks there, it's going to be leaking at every faucet in the house. You're still going to have water going on there. What would you think we should tell Curtis on this one, Joe?
Yeah, well, first thing to test it, I would turn the water off, the main water supply, as Curtis did, then open up all the faucets and all the, all the sink faucets, all the tub faucets, everything, drain out as much water as you can, then turn them off, and then go back to this tub and see if it's leaking. If it's leaking, he has all the water turned off. I don't know what to tell him. He's going to have to call in a plumber that performs exorcists or something, because if the water's turned off, there obviously shouldn't be water dripping out of your faucet. I mean, like you said, if there's some residual water under pressure, but at some point, it would stop. So, I think he has to call in a professional, get a plumber in there, and I'm sure there's a pretty easy fix. Maybe he thinks he's turning off all the water, but he's not.
Yeah. It's amazing on a lot of the single lever valves in showers and tubs and so forth. Now, just a little bit of debris, you know, that's, right. that's yeah. somehow it filters through and gets through into your home. Just a little bit of debris there can just about render that thing useless or just cause you problems like that. So that may be also something that you might have to check out to see. Hey, Joe, we got a simple solution coming up. What can we expect?
Okay, we're putting up some holiday lights and decorations outside of your house. I have a tip to do that without harming the house by drilling or nailing into it.
Boy, I tell you what, I hate seeing that when you see like little cup hooks. And, right. you know, somebody put them up. Yeah, they looked okay last year, but now it's been 12 months, and they're just these little rusty prongs up there now.
Yeah,
you know?
They're not supposed to. Rusty prong sounds like a bar.
I like know. That. Or sounds like
rusty bar.
Like
rusty
nice shrimp yeah. dish, too. So.
Yeah. Not prawns. Prongs.
It was close. It was
it
close.
It was very close.
Well, good. Look forward to hearing that simple solution. And I want you to stick around because we'll be right back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Everyone always talks about magic during the holidays. Magic, as in objects miraculously appearing at your front door because you had them delivered through the Home Depot app. Magic, as in predicting the future, knowing what a product will be like just by reading our customer reviews. This may all feel like magic, but it isn't. It's just good old-fashioned cutting-edge technology. Make the holidays yours with a little help from the Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
So glad to be with you each and every week here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. And something I truly enjoy each and every week is sitting back and listening to Joe Truini share with us another simple solution. It's all you, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Danny. Here's a quick and easy way to hang holiday lights and decorations on the outside of your home without causing any damage with nails or screws. Go to the electrical department at a home center and buy some adhesive back plastic mounting bases. They're about half inch square, and they have four little slots in them that would hold a cable tie or zip. Most people know them as zip ties. That's what they're designed for. And so you just go wherever you're going to be putting up your lights or decorations, just clean the surface well so that it can stick and peel off the paper backing, press the mounting base in place. And now you can slide a cable tie through one of those slots. And then you put the, if it's a light strand, you put the light strand across it and you just tighten up the cable tie, and that's it. And then you put these, obviously, wherever you need them, spacing them. You know, if you're lights, you probably need them at least every 2 feet apart. If it's a decoration, you might need two or three per decoration. But in any case, once you get the zip ties pulled tight, then it'll have that long tail hanging off. You can just cut that off. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the season, when you're taking down the lights, just snip the zip tie, pull it out, but leave the mounting base in place. And I think they come in white, clear, and brown. Maybe there's another color. Mm-hmm. So you can probably get one that match your trim or your house. But you can leave those in place. And then next year, just get more zip ties, you know, if you want to put the lights right back where they were.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, you could, for all of the different decorations, you could utilize that same system for anything that you might have along there. You know, talking about zip ties, I'll tell you, you run across people all the time. I can think of two or three people in my company right now that love those zip ties. I mean, and you can go buy, you know, a case of them for almost nothing.
Right.
And you'll have like six different sizes in there. So, you know, one of the guys here, I'll say, man, I wish I had some way of tying this together. Boom, there he goes. out to the truck, bring back in here. You know, well, you only need two, but here I have 1,800. And, you know, so.
But. They're great. And they used to, when they first came out with them, you know, decades ago, they weren't, you couldn't release them.
Mm-hmm.
So I should mention, if you buy the kind that has the little lever on it, you can actually release them. So you could actually take it out and put it back in. Usually I pull them so tight, it's hard to get them to back out. But you can get the kind that you can back it out and reuse them. But yeah, I started using those for anywhere I'm like running cables behind my desk for the radio show or my computer or whatever to hold the cables in place. You know, those are great. Yeah. And like you said, they cost almost nothing.
That's right. Yeah, good simple pleasure right there. So we know what to get Joe for Christmas. This is great.
Cable ties. Give me a big one that I can use to hold up my pants.
Hey, I want to remind you what you can see this weekend on the Today's Homeowner television show. It's part three of Chelsea's Ranch Revival, and it's all about an extensive hall bathroom renovation. If you have that old, out-of-date hall bathroom and you're looking for a way to just completely bring it up into this year, you need to check out this show. We talk about all of the demolition. Chelsea builds this incredible bathroom vanity. It just blew me away. You wouldn't believe how nice it looked and how much money she saved. Also, we used a very innovative wall system called Wet Wall from Wilson Art. Very easy, durable way that you can create your own shower or go ahead and use it on the entire bathroom as we did there. And also penny tile. I don't know if I've ever heard of that before, but I'm a big fan of it now after seeing how easy it was to install it. So just go to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see the Today's Homeowner television show in your area. Now, if you're listening to a radio station that doesn't carry the second hour of the show, no worries. Head over to the website, todayshomeowner.com, to hear what we cover in the second hour. Hey, thanks so much for being with us here on this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.